I thank God for you, Mother Corey. Glory to God, hallelujah, you warned my wife. You told her, hallelujah, glory to God. She said, Sherman, what if he go back? What you gonna do? You told her like a mother's supposed to tell a daughter. Go look through that thing. He ain't acting right. Glory to God, I just want you to know I ain't never been mad at you now a day. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. I ain't never been mad at you now a day that you didn't come to our wedding, glory to God. Because you were looking. The Bible said you know them by the fruit, not by the word, not by what they said. But the tree is known by the fruit that it bear. And I wasn't walking in the fruit. I was talking the talk, but I wasn't walking the walk. And a true mother, a warned her daughter. I don't care how she been praying for her husband. I don't care how she preaching, how she teach, but she a warn her, and she'll be bold enough and bad enough to tell her in the power of the Holy Ghost, look out, glory to God. And I thank God you told her to look out. But I thank God on the other hand, that when she left Bluff Creek and the Lord led her to Christian Fellowship and she was filled with the Holy Ghost and God put a word in her. She got a word on Wednesday. She got a word on Sunday. Josh didn't want to come to church. And she told Josh, you going to church. You ain't going to stay and play basketball with your cousins and your friends in the neighborhood when that Skylark leaves, hallelujah, school bus drive and hit 50 and turn 015 and come to Christian Fellowship. You going to be in it and you going to keep your mouth shut and you going to come to church, hallelujah. And look what God has done. I'm talking about good leadership. My wife is a preacher, come out of this ministry. My stepson is a preacher, come out of this ministry. And not only are my wife and my stepson, but my son and my daughter in the natural, hallelujah, and my son-in-law have all been touched by y'all leadership. And I give God the glory, and I give God the praise, because Paul was a good leader. And he told the elders at Ephesus, hallelujah, I didn't hold nothing back that was profitable to you, but I gave you all what the Lord has given me, and I lived the word in front of you, and we ought to stand up on our feet today and give God the glory. As I get ready to go to my seat, I said we ought to give God the glory. I said we ought to give God the glory. We ought to give God the glory for our mission. And our first lady and our pastor, we all said, Lord, I thank you. They've been lied on. They've been talked about. They've been criticized. They've been saying they were phonies. They've been saying they all out for money. They've been saying they don't care what people think. But I stopped by to tell you today, the proof is in the pudding. Hallelujah. Can you give God some praise today? Can you praise God? Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. To God be the glory. They finishing. They're finishing. They're finishing. They're finishing the ministry and the course that God gave them. And you ain't seen nothing yet. God told me to tell you, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. God told me to tell you, he's going to renew y'all youth. God told me to tell you, hallelujah, y'all going to run. Hallelujah, like you never ran before. God told me to tell you, y'all going to accomplish in your latter days. In your latter days with your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. In your latter days. God said you're going to accomplish more than you did in the beginning of your ministry. Can we give God some praise today? Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Today, glory to God. God told me to encourage them. He told me to encourage you. Because there may be some people here today. This word spoke to you. And I don't know what you've been and how you've been. And I don't know, glory to God, all that you've been, amen, toiling with. But I come to encourage you today. Get ready. And I ain't T.D. Jakes. But I know the God he knows. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. He's the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he told me to tell you, get ready today. Get ready, hallelujah. Get ready, hallelujah. Get ready to reload, hallelujah. Get ready to amen, hallelujah. Get ready to load up your slingshot, hallelujah. And get ready to knock your Goliath down that been holding you back, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God says it's yours. It's yours. Everything I promise is yours. Everything I told you in the dark places, in the secret places, in the back room, while you was in your prayer room, while you were riding down the road, while you was going to God, amen, in that place you were lost in the spirit, God says it's yours. And it's time to finish it. Maybe somebody here today don't know Jesus. Maybe somebody here today don't know Jesus. I would not leave without giving you an opportunity. I wouldn't take for granted everybody know the Lord. Maybe somebody don't know him today. Maybe somebody don't know him today. He's here right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. He's a Savior. He's a God that loves us so much that he finished his course. Over 2,000 years ago, he was faithful even unto the death of the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He could have called a legion of angels, but he stayed there for us until he said, it's finished. And how many know that, glory to God, that's love. That's love, hallelujah. That's love, amen. That's unconditional love. And I wouldn't leave here without giving somebody an opportunity to know him. There may be some here today, go to God, that you need healing in your body. I know it's the bishop and go to God and Pastor Corey just that day, but they would not like it if I did not give an invitation for somebody to be healed. Because go to God, like I read in Romans, the 15th chapter, Paul says, signs and wonders accompanied the ministry that God gave me. And I believe today that there is being a renewal, it's being a revival, glory to God, of the ministry of signs and wonders in the body of Christ. How many of y'all believe that today? Amen. I believe, glory to God, miracles and supernatural occurrences and, glory to God, and breakthroughs in the spirit are going to happen through us like never before. Amen. If we believe it, amen. If you're here today and there's something that you know you don't need to go home with, you don't have to go home with it. Amen. You can be delivered today. God will heal you. God will heal you. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you need power. He'll baptize you in the Holy Ghost today. And you'll have that power to be a witness. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you today. May God keep you. We love you, Bishop. We love you, Pastor Cole. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you. Y'all don't know how much y'all mean. I'm like the rest of the folk, like the son-in-law. Y'all don't know how much y'all mean to me. Hallelujah. I appreciate you, Bishop. When I didn't even see myself, God showed you me. And I thank you, amen, for praying for me. And standing in the gap for me. Pastor Cora, I thank you, amen, for giving me words. Hallelujah. Like a mother give a son. Down through the years. May God bless you. May God keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.